President Trump wants to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education, a proposal that, at the very least, has an awful lot of complications. We want to bring in Melissa Nan Burke, Washington Bureau Chief for the Detroit News, talk a little bit about how Michigan will be affected if the Department of Education closes. Melissa, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So when I see this story and read about this story and read the work, of course, that you're producing about this, I see these words that see things like dismantle, reorient, words like that. And I keep thinking, well, what does that exactly mean? Do you have any thoughts or ideas of what that exactly means?
Yeah, it's a bit of an unknown, in part because we don't know how this will all play out. We don't know, you know, what there's an anticipated executive order that could, you know, is said to be waiting to be issued at the White House. We don't know exactly what that says. Part of the problem for the White House, for President Trump, he's obviously made it clear he wants to do away with the Education Department, but it was created by an act of Congress back in 1979. And it can only be officially kind of eliminated by Congress. So part of this depends on, you know, what exactly they want to do. The thinking is that they don't have the votes right now in Congress, the 60 votes in the Senate that they would need to totally eliminate it. And so what the administration could do is instead is try to depower it in some other way, you know, either by eliminating employees, either by moving functions, parts of divisions of the agency, for example, to other agencies, to try to, you know, basically take the power out of the hands of the bureaucrats that work there.
So Education Secretary nominee Linda McMahon, who is a former WWE executive, says she's the one who used the word reorient the agency. So that was what I was wondering about, what that would exactly mean. So if we air quotes reorient the agency, what's that going to mean to Michigan?
Again, it depends a little bit on what they decide to do. There's a couple proposals that we can look to, that Republicans have, legislation that Republicans have introduced in Congress that gives us some clues. You know, some ideas would be to take, for example, the department's civil rights investigations and move them DOJ, to the Department of Justice. You could take the program that provides special education dollars and shift that to Health and Human Services, those kinds of things. There's a lot of training money for adults, actually, that people might not know about, that the department is also in charge of, those kind of programming that could move maybe to the Department of Labor. So there's other agencies that could try to take on some of these responsibilities. The question is, you know, that some experts brought up with me is, like, are you losing, if you don't transfer those personnel, the people that are kind of experts in these programs, do you introduce a bit of chaos that could affect the states and school districts that rely on this money?
And that is the biggest question of all. I've talked to some teachers who are deeply, deeply concerned about this. I mean, funding for schools has been obviously a difficult topic for a long time. But teachers in the classrooms are deeply worried about this because there are enough problems within the education department as it is, even at the state level, that this could just toss everything into absolute chaos.
Yeah, I think that there's people that are pretty concerned, school administrators, superintendents, that are watching this very closely, in part because there are two big buckets of money that the state of Michigan and other states rely on from the Department of Education. One big bucket of money goes towards special education services and equipment. These are services that folks with that the state is required, school districts are required to provide under federal law. The state of Michigan and federal money together, I think for 2026, they are expecting to spend almost $3 billion to educate special education kids, right? And then there's also another bucket of money that goes to low-income schools, rural schools, that need extra help, and that can go for, you know, extra literacy aids, you know, extra teachers, whatever it might be. But those are two big buckets of money that the state relies on to supplement its budget each year that comes directly from the Department of Education. And so losing those dollars or losing, you know, the people that administrate and send that money to the states and kind of monitor how it is spent could cause a lot of confusion on the state level and the local level.
What do you think this would mean for the continued debate about public funding for chartered schools or private schools?
For the most part, charter schools are created on like state or local level, and my understanding is that there's not a ton of federal money that goes to a lot of those places. The main concern here is in terms of funding for public schools. There's a piece of this, of course, that affects universities and colleges, some of which are private, of course, and that's a bit of a different equation.
Yeah, like federal, federal student loan, college loans, those types of things that will affect, correct?
Yes, the student loan portfolio is housed currently at the Department of Education. If the department goes away, of course, that debt doesn't go away. That could be transferred. For example, maybe if there's talk of transferring that to the Treasury. Again, like that, we'd be picking up a very large bureaucracy and moving it somewhere else. There's a lot of questions about how that would work. And the thinking is that there could be some hiccups. You know, money might just not get out the door as quickly.
Exactly.
Again, a lot of this really remains to be seen. They're kind of trying to game it out a little bit, but it's hard until we know what the plan is.
When I first heard this idea of dismantling the Department of Education, allowing states to deal with funding education, all I could think about were states like Michigan, where we rank near the bottom in education in this country. And, you know, giving our education department here more money or trying to figure out how to fund our education system, I'm not sure that's a great idea. There's some states that have not really done very well in this department. Sadly, Michigan is one of those states. Melissa Nan Burke, Washington Bureau Chief, Detroit News. Great article in the news. If you'd like to get a little more info on this, she's got her eye on this story. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Have a great weekend.
And you too. And we'll continue here on WJR. You're listening to WJR Afternoons with Chris Renwick. I'm Marie Osborne.